Hi, I'm Mike Holvey, President and CEO of the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. We recently attended the annual NAB show in Las Vegas. Over a five-day period, this convention brought together over 55,000 attendees and over 1,100 exhibitors, along with featured keynotes and informative sessions focused on topics relevant to broadcasting, media, advertising, and entertainment. There were lots of discussions around both the challenges and opportunities facing radio at this very moment in time. I had the opportunity to sit down with thought leaders from across the industry, and together we talked about their plans for the future and how they're collaborating with RAB, advertisers, and fellow broadcasters to continue to transform our business. A big thank you to Inco and Benstown for allowing us to bring the Radio on Main Street podcast booth back to the NAB show exhibit floor again this year. In our fourth episode of the series, we hear a conversation I had with RAB Board of Directors member Tina Murley. She's Chief Revenue Officer at Beasley Media Group, and our conversation just followed a session called Metrics That Matter. Our conversation from the floor. Tina Murley from Beasley joins us, and Tina runs all of the revenue generation activities of the company, and we are thrilled that you're here. We super appreciate you and the different roles that you've been playing with RAB. I've had some fun at this year's conference introducing some sessions, and I've been talking about the left side of the letterhead, and that is when you have organizations and groups, and it lists all the members. And sometimes you see names that are on the left side, and you've never seen these people. Mm-hmm. And they just appear on the list. You are not one of those. You are on the list, but you are so active in so many things with RAB and this industry, and we sincerely appreciate it. You have lent your voice to leadership and direction, and it's been very important work. So we begin with a thank you.
It's been fun work, and thank you. You're welcome.
So the three-minute qualifier. Everyone's favorite subject, but you know, we have now got to the point where we've seen, as you consume this podcast, we're, you know, well into the third month. The things that we were anticipating, we've now seen for reality. How would you say that it has gone, and what have you been hearing from your team and your advertisers?
Yeah, I mean, I would say hats off to Nielsen, because it really went as expected, which is always great. What we thought was going to happened. It's a little too early to hear advertisers. I think at our Audio Alliance meeting last week, we heard that right from the horse's mouth. But I'm encouraged to see a 20 to 25% increase in impressions. We just had a session together, and my ask of the industry is that, you know, start pricing things on a TSA, start pricing things on a DMA. The world has moved to a CPM metric, so the more impressions as a media that we can deliver, the better our story will be. So I'm very, very positive and very bullish on what the three-minute qualifier will do for our industry.
So one of the words that I picked up in your answer is change.
Yeah.
And we are in an industry that doesn't always like change, but the only constant is change. But what we have seen, and again, thanks in part to some of your leadership and Nielsen and the RAB and all these companies that have been coming together, is that they've been, and we have been embracing change. And it's refreshing.
It's refreshing. And not only have we been embracing change, I feel like we've been embracing change together. We've talked a lot about the things that we would not have been able to accomplish if we were going it alone. But the fact that we've come together in this Audio Alliance, we've come together at the RAB, at the NAB, it's really propelled the industry forward. We want to see each other win as opposed to competing against each other, which is always refreshing to me because, as I said, there's a much bigger world to compete against out there than other radio groups.
Let's talk about Beasley.
Okay.
And let's talk about what every day is like. Mm-hmm. What are you excited about?
I'm excited about a lot of things. I'm excited about the three-minute qualifier. I'm excited that this media continues to be the biggest reach media. I started my career as a media planner. Radio was not the reach media back then. It was frequency. We've now kind of excelled versus TV. So we are now the reach medium. I'm excited about the things that are happening in the streaming space. That is exciting, how we can have attribution, we can target by geo. It's constantly changing. I've done this my entire career, but that's what makes it exciting to me, is that every day is different, and we just look forward to embracing what the next change is and making sure we're moving this valuable industry forward.
Here at the conference, I spoke to the presidents and the CEOs of the state associations.
Mm-hmm.
And I delivered a message of optimism. And that's part of who I am, I know. It's in my DNA, but it's true. Like, I can see a path where, you know, our greatest days have yet to come.
Right.
And that there are so many different opportunities and resources that we have,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say our generation of broadcasters, that other broadcasters didn't.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we're charged with one thing with our clients, and that is to deliver results, to sell their products or services,
yes,
to make the things that they've asked happen to be able to happen.
And I would say,
and there's
now
a lot of
more
different ways to do that.
And now more than ever, we have the tools to do that. When we both started in the industry, you needed to be an expert on one radio station. You would go out to an advertiser and you would say, this is my Oldies 103 radio station and why you should buy me. Now we're really approaching advertisers with 360 solutions. We can sell them radio, we can sell them audio, we can sell them podcasting, we can sell them digital extensions to campaigns that we have, and really deliver that ROI and the KPI that they're looking for. You asked me what's exciting me about the industry is that. Like, I love watching advertisers win, and every year we get more tools to let them do that.
So one of the things that makes radio great is our connection in the local communities.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories after stories after stories that we have,
mm-hmm.
to tell about client success. What are some of those that you love? What one or two comes to mind?
Well, hats off to Heidi Raphael. She's our chief communication officer. She came up with the brainchild of Community of Caring. We did a big campaign with the wildfires with the Red Cross. Mm. During COVID, we did a whole, you know, stay six feet across from each other, wash your hands. Really proud of that, and I think she just actually won an award for it. So it's touching, you know, using our megaphones to touch the community in a positive way and propel change. So that's something we do at Beasley month in and month out.
Love it. That's what separates us from so many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at big tech as our true competitors,
right?
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
They're not in our local markets.
They're not raising money for the Red Cross. They're not, you know, lifting up communities.
You don't see their name across the chest of a girls' softball team.
Nope.
You know, in name the city.
Right.
It's the local broadcaster that is
there. We are the billboard on those little league fields.
Absolutely.
Supporting the community.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
For sure. Changing subjects, technology.
Mm-hmm.
AI. How are you using AI? How do you see AI, again, from the sales perspective? Is it something that you are embracing? Is it one of those things you're looking over the hill on? Be interested in your view of AI.
Well, as we're forced to do more with less, as we described when we started, it was one station. Now we're selling 20, 30 products. We need to find ways to be more efficient. We need to be faster. We need to be smarter. We're completely leaning into AI. We've used products like Spec AI to allow our sales teams to write spec spots. We've had them write, you know, outward-facing emails to clients using AI. We've had them do their sales plans on AI. So we're really leaning in, just because it makes us be able to do more with less.
You know, Rich talks about being in the second inning of this, mm-hmm. process with the 3-minute qualifier and the modernization of measurement. But with AI, I almost get the sense that maybe we're the first batter of the first inning, even though it feels like we've been talking about it for a while and understanding it. But when you talk to the experts, if there is such a thing on this topic, who certainly have spent a lot more time on it than I have, and what their vision is that it's endless what the opportunities are,
yes.
And it kind of boggles one's mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think we've scratched the surface at all. I mean, I'll use a funny story with my 17-year-old son. I was trying to help him come up with ideas for a college essay, and I went into ChatGPT and I put some things in there, and he said, "Mom, you can't use AI on a college essay." And he had reverse AI to be able to show if you're using AI in your script. So I was like, "Wow, I'm really behind the eight ball on this one." And you're right. I think we're just scratching the surface. We're on the first batter of the first inning, and it's going to change. It's going to change the world, I think.
For those that are like, "Oh my goodness, AI is coming to take my job." Mm-hmm. I've listened to a number of podcasts, a number of experts on that issue, and it's the same reaction, and that is, that's not true, but AI will take the job of the person that doesn't understand how to use AI.
Exactly.
And that's a little scary, but mm-hmm. it's also a challenge to us to be able to understand the technology and begin to learn how to deploy
Absolutely.
It. And as you've described, how Beasley is leaning in, you know, very important.
You have to, because as you said, if you don't embrace it, then it will replace your job. You need to find ways to embrace it so that it makes you do your job even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you.
Exactly.
Because you can't, with AI, you're not getting human. You don't have the soul.
You need to have the soul.
You mm-hmm. have to have a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited about it. It makes me more efficient. For sure. When you add more jobs to everyone's plate every day, it allows you to do more, which is what is exciting to me about it.
All right. Last couple questions.
Sure.
So when you're engaging with your sellers across the company,
mm-hmm.
what excites them? You told us what excites you. What excites them? What are they focused on that's giving them energy?
When a campaign works for an advertiser, that's what makes them excited. When they find a way to use radio in a creative way, we have sales teams that are really embracing adding radio into the fabric of what the client's trying to do. This is an example that comes to mind. We were doing a commercial-free segment on the air. We had a drain cleaning company that wanted to spend a lot of money on the radio station. So rather than calling it a commercial-free hour, we said, "Unclog your commute," brought to you by this drain company. Advertiser loved it, salesperson loved it, allowed us to sell like a multi-month program that was online and on air. So it's that creative execution of our media, I think, really excites me and our team. And it's also the type of campaign that produces results for the advertiser.
Tina, thank you for loving this industry as
yes.
much as you do, passionately reinvesting in it,
mm-hmm.
raising your hand. You know, I jokingly say a lot, and it's not joking, I mean it. To our board and our industry, when asked, the only answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have certainly been a part of that equation, and we very much appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing for the industry, and likewise, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, as you heard Tina and Beasley Media Group, they have been great partners and advocates for the radio medium and have been at the forefront of our measurement modernization and advertiser and agency advocacy efforts this past year. There is so much more to do in the months ahead, and as you can be sure, you will be hearing lots more about the One Voice and This Is Radio initiatives. For more, make sure to check out rab.com/One Voice.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.